Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strength like no other.
Yes, yes.
In the power of your name, you lift me up. Woo.
Lift me up.
And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to come together one more time. It's by your strength. It's by your power. It's by your great love that we're able to come together in the house of the Lord one more time. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We magnify your name. We bow the knee before you. For God, you're holy and you're righteous and you're kind and you're gracious. And without you, we could do nothing. Without you, we fail. Without you, God, we're like a ship without a sail.
Yes, yes.
But God, you said in your word that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you for strengthening us on today, Lord. Thank you for your word on today. Thank you for these, your precious people, God. Thank you for this place that you've allowed us to inhabit and sanctify. For you and you alone to give you praise. Bless us, Lord, as we just open up your word in these next few minutes. Let your name alone be glorified. Let the church be edified. And we'll give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Say, please be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I said, I will choose to rejoice. It's a choice. And I choose to give God the glory. I choose to give him the praise. I magnify the Lord on today. He is so good. There is none like him nowhere. Thank you, praise team. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Now, how many believe that Brother Mark just need to put all of these poems in a book? Amen. The Lord, I mean, down through the years, brother, you have a compilation of poems that God has given you.
Amen.
And I want to let you know that 3 P's is behind you.
There you go.
And when it comes time to publish it, we're going to say praise the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
No telling what the Lord is going to do. Hallelujah. We praise God. We thank the Lord. I thank God for being able to be in the prison, Ironwood prison out there in the desert. Oh, it was, you know, at first we were thinking, well, it's just a handful of us, maybe 20, 23 going and 600 on that yard. But you know what? You know how God cut down Gideon to 300 over the thousands he had?
Yeah.
I tell you, we went in there feeling like we had an army behind us. God is so good. And, you know, the Lord blessed me to stand before Sister Carolina. It started out with about five Hispanic men who let me know that, yeah, we're all Catholic and we go to the chapel and I said, oh, that's good. And we just kept talking and start talking about the goodness of God, start talking about sin, start talking about God's solution for it. And by this time, it's 7 or 8 now. And while we're still talking, then there's 10 men. And we start going through the scripture, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And one brother was interpreting to the rest of the guys. And they were all ears. Every time he interpreted a word or something I said, they were listening. And said, if God got a solution, whoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And just begin to go through the word of God. And when it came time to ask the question, do you want to give your life today to Jesus? Those men were so humble and so hungry. And so when we began to have, you know, a little track and began to read the sentence prayer, I said, now, wait, let's stop now. It's not just these words we're saying. But if you, from your heart, and he's steady and turning, from your heart, you really want to have a relationship with Jesus. Because one man, when the question came, well, if you were to die tonight, where would you go? He said, to hell. He had already affirmed it. He has a spiritual belief. He affirmed it that he know who Jesus is. But in his heart, he didn't think he could. And the word of God just began to go forth. And by this time, there's 10 men. And we all prayed the prayer, the sinner's prayer together. And I tell you, the Lord met us on that yard.
Hallelujah.
And we had a hallelujah good time. I told them, I say, heaven is rejoicing over one sinner that repent. And I mean, those men, they wanted the correspondence that where they could have a Bible study, gave that to them. They wanted the Bible study pamphlets, and they said that they were going to come together. And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Amen. So that's my testimony. Y'all pray for me. I'm still pumped up. I'm still giving God glory. Amen. To see men come to know Jesus. I was talking to another young man named Alex, and he's 29 years old. But he's been down in Ironwood Prison for 9 years. My God. And he does have an out date. I didn't even ask when it was. But the Lord blessed me to share with him and his friend. And we just begin to talk about life and talk about the Lord. And I was being blessed, blessed, blessed. We talk about how we struggle sometime as saints of God. And we do. We have challenges. We have issues and we have situations, we have propensities. Mm-hmm. But here you have men who have given their life to Christ behind those bars, and all they see is that yard every day. All they see is their cell every day. And some of them are still saying, praise God. Yes. Jesus loves you. We're trusting. I'm like, thank you, God. What am I complaining about? God, when you go behind these walls and you give men and women hope, that's right, in the midst of a hopeless looking situation, and they're holding on to you. I say, God, it's by your strength, the power of your name, God. Yes. You lift us up. Wherever we are, God, you lift us up. And I'm learning to give God the glory. I'm learning to give God the praise. No matter what the situation may end, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Is he worthy to be praised? Is God good? Is he good all by himself? You know, the old song said, God don't need no matches. He's fire all by himself. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, you know, here we are in you know, normally Easter is in April, but there's a lot of stuff right now. It's the leap year, and so Easter Sunday is the last Sunday of this month, and thank God we're going to have our own in-house Good Friday service. Amen. We'll talk about that later as time go on, and invite friends and invite neighbors and family to come on out. But see, Jesus, we're going to talk about, you see this, the subject today, what's up with the fig tree, right? We're going to talk about the fig tree today. You know, that one that Jesus cursed. We'll see what it have to say. But, you know, Jesus was on a mission. Here we have 3 weeks till Easter. Jesus had about 7 more days to live in his earthly body on this earth as he was headed to the cross. By way of Jerusalem and Bethany and Bethphage. And, you know, his followers, the disciples, were following him. And they had been following him. But you know what? God always have more for us. He wants us to understand him the more. He wants us to get the picture. He wants us to understand the reality of the time that we're living in. He wants to give us a glimpse of what is to come, that we can be prepared to deal with life as it comes and as things come our way. Jesus. See, he told us to be faithful unto death. He'll give us the crown of life. You know, it's time to really understand this great, awesome, magnificent, loving, kind, gracious God whom we serve. The one who saved us. The one who forgave us. The one who has given us great and precious promises. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, and it haven't even entered the hearts of men, the good things that God has for those who love him. And the question has to be, do you love him today? Amen. See, do you love the Lord today? And so we're going to look at Mark 11, but it's so much, I begin to look in the scripture, I'm like, whoa. You know, God's word is really mind-boggling. You ever tried to get your head around some things? It's like, God, you're just amazing. And then if you begin to just think about what God has done in your life particularly, right? Each one of us have a story. Each one of us have a testimony. Each one of us have gone through some hard times. We've gone through some good times. We've gone through some joyous times. Some of us have been sick. Some of us have been sick unto death. But the Lord God has healed us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Some of us have been tired, not only in our body, but in our mind and our spirit. But the scriptures say he give power to the faint.
Yeah.
And then to have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, woo, shall renew their strength. Mount up with wings as eagles, run and not get weary, walk and not faint. Do we believe that on today?
Yeah.
He is my strength. Strength like no other. Oh, God, the power of your name. You can call on the Lord anytime. I don't care what the situation is. You can call on Jesus. We used to sing the song, call on Jesus. He'll answer prayer. Thank you, Lord. All right, listen, y'all have stirred me up. Let me get into the word here. But, you know, in Mark chapter 11, it really starts out with Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Jesus now is on his way to the cross. He's going into the stronghold of the religious authorities. Even the disciples want to know, are we really going down through there? Yeah, just like Jesus had to go through Samaria. Jesus, he goes through, and we call it the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Remember where he told them to go find a colt, go find a little colt that had never been ridden on. And if anybody asks you what you're doing, say the Lord had need of him. And remember when the people began to throw down palm branches and they threw their garments on the ground and they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, that same crowd 7 days later would be saying, crucify him. But Jesus, thank you, Lord, he came to die. He came to live a perfect life in our place that we could not live, knowing he's facing an old rugged cross. Man, so let's just kind of get into this because, you know, following the Lord, in your walk with the Lord, have God ever just done something to blow your mind? Has he ever done some things that you just flat out didn't understand? But you know what? I've never said I'm done. You know, when things don't make sense, I say, God, I'm trusting you. God, when I don't know what to do, your word is true. You remember when he asked the disciples, he told them, unless you eat of my bread, eat of my body, excuse me, and drink of my blood, you have no part with me. And some of them said, oh man, that's a hard saying. In short, we're out, we're done. And he looked at the 12 disciples and said, are you gonna leave me too? And they said, where can we go? You have the words of eternal life. Have you ever been in that place where Job was, though he slay me, yet will I trust him? In a time where I don't know what to do, God, I'm going to trust you in the name of Jesus. So it's interesting. So when we look at, read verse 12 through 14 real quick. So Jesus makes this entry into Jerusalem where now, if you think about it, all of the people of Jewish descent was looking for the Messiah to come to put the Romans down, to lift them up, to come riding in on a white horse with pomp and splendor. Jesus did not come that way. He came riding on a little old donkey. Now, folks who had expectations of this big military leader, they was like, what? What is this? But you know, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I see that Joneses had to leave, and they say Mother Lee is not looking good. She's in the hospital right now. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we your people, we come together in oneness of heart and oneness of mind, calling on the one who gives us strength like none other. God, you see and you know all things and you do all things well. God, we don't have to send you nowhere. You're already there. We pray, God, that you would touch Mother Lee now. Oh, God, from the very top of her head to the very bottom of her feet, Lord. She wasn't feeling well this morning. They transported her to the hospital. But God, you know. You blessed her with 96 years. Thank you, Lord. God, won't you do it again? Won't you touch her one more time? Won't you stay the hand of death, God? Won't you give her to look up and cry out to you one more time? In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. You are our great healer. You are the great physician, Lord. And Father, we want her to be healed and whole and bountiful. But Father, we also understand, not my will, God, but that your will be done. Let your will be done in Mother's life even now. And we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. There's no secret what the Lord can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I always tell Mother Lee, you're the prettiest, sweetest mother in the whole world. She looked at me and she said, oh, boy. Amen. Mark 11 and 12. So they leave Jerusalem, headed back toward Bethany. Bethany, Bethphage, the Mount of Olives, all like suburbs of Jerusalem. Mind you, Jesus had just came from Jericho area, so it was a lot happening, but I love the fact that his followers were still following him. Jesus had told them in the previous chapter, I'm going to Jerusalem, and I'm going to be turned over into the hand of sinners and to the Gentiles, and I'm going to be crucified, and I'm going to die. He told his followers that. They couldn't get their head around. They would no doubt say, may it never be, but they kept on following Jesus. They stuck with, you know, isn't that something that, and that's where we need to be today. God, I'm going to follow you even when I don't understand it. Even when it don't make sense, Lord, even when my heart is broken, God, sometimes my spirit is crushed, sometimes I'm confused, but God, you have the words of eternal life. I'm going to follow you. Amen. I have nothing to go back to. There's nothing in the world for me to ever look back and say, I want that again. Right. God, you brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. And I know you're taking me somewhere. I know you're teaching me some things. I know you're showing me the way of life, God. I want to follow you. He said, now the next day when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to the tree, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. Okay. Peter, James, John, and they heard him. He said, he cursed this tree. May nobody ever eat from you again. I'm like, can you imagine that? Now, okay, he's already told us he's going to be crucified. And, you know, so what's up with the fig tree? And so let me say this, and we'll get back to the fig tree. So the verse is right after that. Now, mind you, time is winding up for Jesus. I want to let y'all know time is winding up for this old world that we're living in. Amen. We're living in perilous times. We're living in times where Jesus said these things were going to come to pass. He said, when you see these things happening, look up, for your redemption is drawing near. When you see wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places and mother against daughter and father against son and all that, you look up, because he's soon to come again.
Thank you for your word, Lord.
So as Jesus preparing to die for your sins and for mine, and he's walking and he curses this tree, he's hungry. But they really spent about 3 days in Jerusalem. So here they back in Jerusalem. Verse 15, I may not gave it to the IT, but 15 through 19 of the same chapter. So they came to Jerusalem, then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple. This is interesting, see. Again, Jesus is setting things in order. He's showing us a more excellent way to live. And look, Jesus overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He started tearing up the temple because the people were not honoring God in the house of the Lord according to what they knew to do. And he would not allow anyone to carry their stuff, their wares, through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, get this, so he goes in, no, this stuff is not right. He told them, turn those tables over. But listen to what it said. Then he taught them. Oh, I want to be taught by Jesus. I want to learn from the master. Then he taught them, saying to them, is it not written? So he's going to the word. It's important for us to stay with the word. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. He didn't say it was going to be a swap meet. He didn't say it was going to be Amazon Live in the church. He said, but you have made it a den of thieves. And listen to this. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought, listen, how they might destroy him. Let me get this straight. You guys are the religious leaders. Jesus just quoted the scripture and to show you that you're wrong and this thing should not be happening. And their response was, we're going to kill you. And he had already told them, remember, he had already told them, I'm going to Jerusalem to be betrayed into the hands of sinful men. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. Listen to this, for they feared him. They feared Jesus, the one who came meek and lowly, humble and holy, riding on a donkey, who's healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, unstopping deaf ears, and they're afraid of him, who healed a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. You afraid of him? They feared him because all the people were astonished at his teaching. When evening had come, Jesus went out of the city. So, okay, his disciples are with him. He curses the fig tree. He says, okay, fellas, just hold on for a second while I go into the temple. Why go in here and take care of my father's business? And then so when we get to verse 20, now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And I don't think it was no little bitty tree like my little lemon tree I've been trying to grow for the last 6 months. Leaves have got yellow. I watered, I talked to it. Nothing. This is the third little tree I've tried to plant for Sandy. People be bringing lemons into the church. You know, here, get these to your wife, my little lemon tree. Okay, side note, right? Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. This was no doubt a big, healthy tree at some point. It dried up from the roots. And Peter, Mr. Can't Hold His Peace, Peter, the one who shoot from the hip, Peter, remembering what had happened to the tree, said to him, Rabbi, look. Teacher, look. The fig tree which you cursed has withered away. I imagine Jesus say, really? You're kidding. See, every word of God is powerful. And when God says something, he says it for a reason. What we're going to see here, one thing is that now here's a living parable right in front of them. This ain't just a parable he's telling. Now he is doing something. He cursed the fig tree. They come and they see that the tree is withered away. Guess what? Jesus, the first thing Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Okay. So this is deeper. This is much deeper than this tree. Jesus now is yet trying to teach them something. He's going to be leaving them. They're not going to be able to walk with him anymore. So what is up with this fig tree? Does God have to do something sometime to get our attention? Has he ever got your attention? Thank you, Lord. We're going to cool it down. Get over there right there. On the cool side. See, that brings out my deacon hat. Back in the day, I was a good deacon. If I went to somebody's church, wasn't even our church, shoot, I'm looking, do the lights need to be turned on? Is the heat okay? You know, can I help some? That, you know, and I still try to do that. So this is the house of the Lord. We at home here. We need to be comfortable in the house of the Lord. Jesus said, have faith in God. So now they have to be wondering, what's up with the fig tree? The fig tree is dried up by the roots. It had green leaves on it. See, a fig tree was an interesting tree because when it's first planted, like my little lemon tree, it takes 3 years before the first harvest, okay? So no doubt this one had passed that. And then they would really produce fruit about twice a year. Then, and what happened is they had, it's an Aramaic word I can't really pronounce, but when in between those times, it would be green with leaves and it would be a little small like a blossom, a bloom that was coming that you could really eat. And in this case, though, that wasn't on this tree. Like, what's up with this tree? Look, let me read this. Have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. Wait a minute, what's up with this tree? Jesus, we're asking you about the tree. You telling us now to have faith in God. And you're saying, if you have faith in God, for sure I say, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, listen to this, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. What's up with this tree? Now Jesus is talking about having faith in God, and now he's talking about praying. What's up with this tree? Now, we have to look at what Jesus, we have to look deeper than the surface. It's not talking about how much of a powerful prayer warrior you are, how much power you got. It's talking about having faith in God. Now, you see those mountains with the snow on top back up here? He's not saying to me, okay, Pastor Kermit, you have faith enough, you can tell that mountain to move. I wouldn't even know where to put it if I did move it. But there are mountains in our lives. There are challenges in our lives. There's persecution in our lives. There's stress in our lives. There's sicknesses in our lives. And he's saying that if you trust, first of all, put your faith in God. And now you begin to speak to that mountain in your life. And you tell that mountain in the name of Jesus, the one who gives me strength, the one who there's power in his name, he's teaching them how to pray. He's showing them that it's time to pray. He says, so therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray. Well, it's telling me, first of all, we need to pray. We don't need to get lackadaisical in our prayer life. We need to pray. He said, when you pray, not if you pray, but when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Wow, we're going to talk in a few minutes about what that really looked like. What true prayer, what a true prayer life really looks like. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. See, prayer is no greater than the object it's placed in. We put our faith and our hope in the one who created the universe, and he has never lost a battle. He never will lose a battle. He is a battle axe in the time of storm. Thank you, God. See, this is a twofold thing with this fig tree. One, he's teaching them how to pray. We're going to see that in a couple of other verses here from other places. But also, remember, they were looking to kill him. Remember, Jesus went into the temple and turned the place around. You all are turning the house of God into a den of thieves. So in this imagery, in this living parable of this tree, you had a lot of religious folks who looked good. Jesus saw that fig tree from a distance. And the green, the leaves were so green and pretty, but it was nothing on it. And God is saying, Israel, you just like the prophets have said, you look real good on the outside. You're dressed up real good, but on the inside, you're full of dead men bone. God said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Jesus is letting them know, don't be like that fig tree. Don't just look the part. Be the part. That's why he said, have faith in God. Matthew 6 and 7, he said, and when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Prayer is not about, oh, listen, how good, we're going to get sister or brother so-and-so called. They can really pray. No. You know, what comes from the heart goes to the heart. And when you have a relationship with God, you don't have to try to make nothing up. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, here it is, poor little Kermit again. I'm trusting you, God. I need you, Lord, like never before. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the first and the last. God, I love you. When we begin to come to God straight out of our heart and not from a selfish place, oh, man, we're in the place where God wants us to be. Bethany, where they were, going to Jerusalem, back to Bethany. It was a lot happening in Bethany. That's where Jesus, the woman anointed Jesus with oil for his death and for his burial. And he let them know this lady have done more than anybody else because she did this for my burial. In Bethany, in John 12 and 1, then 6 days before the Passover, listen to this. Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. It was a lot going on, and people had seen a whole lot that this Jesus had done. Can you imagine? This is the man who had been dead. That means he was dead. That means that the one who cursed the fig tree is the same one who spoke a word and said, Lazarus, come forth. Yeah. And Lazarus came up out of the grave with grave clothes on. Mm-hmm. Couldn't even walk. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Right. Some of us been loosed, and he's let us go of the things of this world, and we are Holy Ghost glad that he did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So he, this message is for those who are on the out looking in, but also his message about this fig tree is that we need to pray, because this thing is getting tight. This thing is winding up. In Luke 22, 39, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said, coming out, he went out to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not enter into temptation. All right. What's up with this fig tree? Jesus is now letting them know that it's time to pray. This thing is coming to us. Jesus is going to be gone. Remember, Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter. He called the Holy Spirit. He's called the Holy Ghost. And he's going to lead you and guide you in all truth and righteousness. He said, so as he's in this place of agony, and Jesus is well aware of what's been to happen to him, he said, pray that you may not enter into temptation. Saints, we need to pray today that we don't enter into temptation, because this world we're living in, people are calling what's right wrong. They're calling what's sacred abomination. We're living in some perilous times.
Hallelujah.
So pray that you do not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw. And Jesus knelt down and prayed to his Father. Wow. If Jesus prayed, we need to pray. He knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but that yours will be done. So the message that Jesus is saying, he's getting them lined up and telling them how to pray. First thing, if you want your prayer answered and you really want to connect with him, you first have to know him. You first, number one, you need to be a believer to be able to understand what's happening with this fig tree. Another thing that we really need to have an effective prayer life is not harboring unforgiveness in our hearts. Because Mark 11:25, right after these passages we read, and he said, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Jesus is telling us, hey, have faith in God. Trust me, I can heal your hurts. I can bind up your broken heart. I can take your dark yesterdays and turn them into bright tomorrows if you pray. But we need to pray the right way. Number three is not praying with selfish motives. All right. If I'm praying, God, give me, I must have. You know, and I don't mean next week. God, I mean now. God has said, that ain't the way you pray. See, God, he wants us to have our hearts and our minds fixed on him. It's important to know the character of God, the nature of God, the love of God. It transforms all of our thinking. And then the last thing is to pray in God's will. Just like Jesus set the example. God, not my will, but your will be done. Just like a few minutes ago, we prayed for Mother Lee. God, we want to see her come rolling or walking or strutting in this church. God, we want to hear the report that Mother is doing great and what they thought was is not. But Father, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Father, I'm facing some things in my life, and I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but I know that you hold tomorrow, and I know that you hold my hand, and God, I'm trusting you in the name of Jesus. You curse that fig tree, and you can curse anything that come against us in the name of Jesus. You can stay the hand of death. You can bind the works of the enemy. You can free us up to give you glory, honor, and praise. We magnify you on today. These hard things in our life, these things we can't figure out, these things we don't know what to do, God, we're taking them to you, and we're laying them on the altar, and we said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Touch in the name of Jesus. He's a heart fixer. He's a mind regulator. He is real. The songs say real, real. Jesus is real to me. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Is he real to you on today?
Amen.
Oh, do anybody have the sense of what I've been feeling in my heart? God has a blessing for us in this place. Oh, this body of believers, we haven't seen nothing yet. And we give God the glory. We give him the praise. We magnify his name. He's worthy to be praised. My God, what's up with this fig tree? Thank you, Lord. He will take the hard things and show us his glory. Amen. It's time for us to not get weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. You mean to tell me if I do what God says, it works? Even when it don't make sense to me? Thank you, Jesus. So I'm learning. Y'all pray for this, brother. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I ever dreamed. Learning to lean on Jesus, learning to wait on Jesus, learning to trust in Jesus, finding more power than I ever dreamed. Thank you, Lord. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything that he cannot do? There's nothing that he cannot do. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. God, we thank you. God, we magnify you. God, we lift your name on high. We give you the praise, God. We say thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit, God. Thank you for your provision, Lord. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for everyone who's called by the name of Christ on today. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise today. You're worthy, worthy to be praised. Yes. Oh, God, we bring it all to you all today. In the name of Jesus, Lord. You know our hearts. You know our minds. You know the hard places, Lord. God, we thank you today. God, we praise your holy name. Look on us today, Father. Look on us today, God, as we prepare our hearts to leave the sanctuary, to find ourselves on our way to our homes or wherever your destination is for us today. God, we give you glory. God, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the saints who are out today with illnesses, Lord. Sister Jackie, touch her now, God. Mother Lee, Lord. The Joneses, as they travel to see about Mother, touch, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, won't you have your way, Sister Christy, Lord. Oh, God, Brother Joe and Sister Teresa, stretch out your hand. Heal your people, Father God. Heal us physically, emotionally, Lord. Oh, God, in every way, spiritually, heal us, Lord. Heal us, God. We'll follow you, God. Regardless of the situation, we're going to follow you. We're going to follow you all the way from earth to heaven, Lord. Yes, in one of these mornings, and we know it won't be very long, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're going to walk around heaven all day. Yes, you're going to wipe all tears from our eyes, God. Yes, yeah, you're going to throw it all in the sea of forgetfulness, Lord. And we're going to cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Yes. The whole earth is full of his glory. God, we thank you, Lord. Touch the bereaved heart on today, Lord. Touch the broken heart on today. Oh, God, the confused mind on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come to you, God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you for Brother Leonard, Lord. Thank you for healing his foot, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we love you. We praise you. We pray for everyone that's in the sound of my voice, whether it's in the house of the Lord or it's on one of these social media platforms. God, we thank you. And we love you so much, Lord. So we ask that you would dismiss us today. Dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. Thank you for everything that we've experienced on today, the praise, the worship, the prayer, your scriptures, Lord. Yes. the fellowship with the saints of God. God, we thank you. Order our steps in your word. We bless your holy name. Bless the offering, the tithe and offering, Lord, box, God. Bless this ministry, Lord. Let your anointing fall afresh, Lord. Oh, God, let us come in the house of the Lord with praises in our heart and on our mind and in our mouth, Lord. Clapping in our hands and stomping in our feet, Lord. Look on Brother David as he travels back home today, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, God, so much on our prayer list, but we're so grateful you know it all. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. We're dismissed safe, even though I didn't have you to stand. Whether we stand in a sitting, we're in the house of the Lord, and we send glory to God. God bless you.